So in today's podcast, we're going to talk about Poshmark's copy feature. If you sell on the platform, you know that they introduced a few months ago a feature where you could copy your listing very quickly. You just go down to the bottom, you press copy. The only thing that's annoying about it is when it does copy it, it puts the word copy in front of the listing. So you have to go and delete that. But then everything else is pretty much the same. It copies over your listing exactly with the pictures and the wording and the categories and everything. So when they first introduced it, it seemed like it was such a great idea because Poshmark did not have a quick and easy way, unlike eBay, to relist your items. Whereas on eBay, all you have to do is simply press the sell similar button. You can make a few changes if you want to, and then hit the relist button. And it was really relatively quick. It could take you probably like 30 seconds to a minute, depending on whether or not you were going to change anything in the listing or not. But on Poshmark, it was like a whole process. You would have to have the photos either saved on your phone or on your desktop. And I actually used to do it on the desktop because it was easier to just have two tabs open and you can copy quicker that way, you know, you just cut and paste into the new listing. But it was still a process, and the copy feature made it a lot easier. And it seemed like it was going to be a good idea, but of course, all good things must come to an end, and it came to an end rather quickly. When it first happened, it was thought that the reason why they stopped it was because some Poshmarkers who had closets would be relisting their whole entire closet multiple times a day. And what that was doing was when the buyer would come on the platform, no matter when they come on the platform, they were just seeing the same items over and over again. I actually heard it was a reseller, but you know, he also bought some things or like to buy things on there. And he said that when he would go on there to search for an item, he would just see the same items like over and over again. So they stopped with it. And what they did was, I saw a thread on this on Reddit actually, and someone had contacted Poshmark, or it appeared that someone had contacted Poshmark about asking them, hey, when we copy, where does it show up? I guess they were noticing that their listing wasn't showing up at the top of search when they used the copy feature. Poshmark got back to them to say that, you know, they wanted to give the buyer, because of the buyer experience, they wanted to make it to where the buyer was not seeing the same thing over and over again. So they did not have, when you use the copy feature, your item was not listed at the top of search. And so, which I totally get, but at the same time, it would be great, like on eBay, where you can relist at least once a month. And I say like on eBay because normally I only relist once a month, like before my item ends, rather than having it automatically renew. I end it and list similar because that makes it show up as a new item. Because if you just have it automatically renew, it is not going to show up as a new item on eBay. So I end the listing. I try to wait as close to the time as possible, hoping that maybe it sells so that I won't have to use my new listing for the month or one of my numbers to relist. But I just relist it that way. So it would be nice if they would allow you on Poshmark to have once a month where you can relist your item and it show up as a new listing, you know, like once every 31 days or something like that. So I was wondering, because since I found the thread a couple of months ago, I was wondering, well, the thread was from a couple of months ago. I just located a few days ago. I was wondering if it was still the same ruling. So I went and did a copy on my listing feature to see where it would be, and it was not at the top of the listing. So I know that it still is this way. But on the Reddit thread, someone did note that if your item was 60 days or more, that it would show up as a new listing. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but that is what they said in the listing. So if you know about that, or if there's some other things that have changed, then make sure that you comment either here or on my Instagram. I'm going to have a post to this podcast to, you know, let everyone know what you found out about the feature. And I originally posted a YouTube video because I wanted to show the Reddit thread, but I'm using Screencast-O-Matic, and it's been really weird with my, when I've been recording, where it's been showing my wording is off. It kind of reminds me of one of those old kung fu movies or karate movies, you know, where the wording, when they're doing it in English and the wording is off, it's kind of like what it looks like. So the other day I had to record a video like 3 times. So I did not want to risk recording the video again. So I just went ahead and decided to go ahead and do a podcast, but I will do the screenshot and post it on my Instagram. And my Instagram is Posh Dazzling Diva. But another reason to not use a copy feature, in my opinion, is I found out inadvertently that it will also mess up if you're using a relisting service, because I was using a copy feature before I remembered that it would not show up as new. And I do use Vendue to cross-list. So I decided to use the relist delist feature after seeing videos by Becky Park on Poshmark and also Girly, I think it's Girly Girl Styles, where they were talking about relisting stale items in your closet and putting them as new. So on Vendue, this feature is only about $5 to add it. So I decided to go ahead and start doing that. But I did not think about the fact that if I relisted an item as new, well, not as new, but if I just copied and relisted an item on Poshmark, that it would mess up. If I already had that item in Vendue under my inventory, it would mess it up because the link that they were using to locate my item no longer existed. So I would have to go in there and manually delete the item and then relist it. I could still relist it quickly because it was still part of the inventory, but it just would not do the delisting part because I totally messed up the link by relisting the item. So I decided to go ahead and do that. I started that on Tuesday. Do this for a week and see how that works, because I think Becky, she relisted her whole entire closet, like 700 items she relisted, and she used forget the program that she used to do hers. It's like a Seller Insight or something like that, but she was still able to make consistent sales. And I've noticed that I have a lot of stale inventory that is not moving. I'm steadily buying new inventory, you know, getting thread up boxes and going to the thrift stores and things like that. But I have some inventory that I need to move. So I need to start relisting my old inventory, making it seem fresh and moving it that way rather than just continuously buying new inventory and the old inventory just sitting here taking up space. So so I'm going to utilize that, as well as I've talked on my YouTube about using the auctions more on eBay for stale inventory, because my closet that I have on eBay, my store that I have on eBay, I have the plan that has 350 listings, but I can get 250 auctions. So if I have something that's been relisted like 2 or 3 times, I'm going to just go ahead, rather than eating up one of the 250 listings, just throw it up there for auction and see, you know, what I can get for it. And I have the smaller plan on Vindu. And one of the things I like about Vindu, I know some people lose list perfectly, but I decided to use Vindu because I am a part-time reseller, and so I do not know if I'm going to have a lot of inventory to list in a month. I don't know what's going on, and I don't have to sell because this is not my main job, so I don't have to have a certain amount. So sometimes it's a priority for me to get new inventory, and sometimes it's not. So with Vindu, I can get the smaller plan and then just add 20 more listings at a time as I see fit, if I'm going to have it, rather than, because their plans are really weird. It's like you have 25 and then the next plan up ends up being like it's 100 and something, but it's $20. And so I'm like, I don't want to pay that $20 and then end up to where I am not even using the whole 100 and 25 or 150, however much it is. I just think that that would be such a waste. So that's why I like using a Vindu, but you can, you know, of course, use whatever it is that you want. But at this point, I'm starting to wonder, like, what is the point of the copy feature if it's not going to make your listing appear as new? Like, why do they even have it? Why do they even roll it out? I wonder if they're going to keep it, if people realize, hey, you know, this is not really doing anything for me to use this feature. It's really is a useless feature. And like, Poshmark has, in my opinion, like some stuff that's just had makes no sense. Like the stories to me make no sense. This copy feature doesn't make any sense. It's like they do these things that I guess go along with the whole social aspect of what it is that they're trying to do, but it doesn't really make it better for you as a seller. I guess if you're just like occasionally selling, or if you're just on here for fun, or you know, like I guess it can be fun just to have a story here and there, whatever. But if you're a seller and the stories, I haven't seen anything from stories or noticed anybody saying anything that stories is really helping, you know, their sales. I'd rather do a story on Instagram where I'm sure more people will see it rather than on Poshmark. 'Cause it's like, is anybody even watching the stories, I wonder. So, but let me know, do you use the copy feature? And you know, have you noticed any difference when you're using it? Like, did you know that it wasn't going to be a new listing? Have you heard anything else about it? Make sure that let me know. And I will be back on here next week. Like I said, I started on Tuesday. I'm gonna go Tuesday to Tuesday with relisting new and or stale items 10 to 12 every day for the next week, and let you know if it if I feel like it did anything for my sales. You know, and let me know also, do you use the delist feature? Have you noticed if you're relisting stale items as new, are they selling for you? But make sure to follow me on Posh Dazzling Diva on Instagram so you can know when I do drop new YouTube videos. I do unboxings. I have a thread up jean unboxing that I just did, and I have a 50-pound jean box coming, and also I'm going to be reviewing a mystery box, 25-piece mystery box in the next couple of days. I just got that one in. So thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.